She has real solutions for real problems. The Real Deal with Barb Marshall. Here's Barb.
I have seen the Lord move, and He wants to do it again. I love this quote by Catherine Coleman. Active faith is unquestioning belief, trust, and reliance upon God. Faith can become as real as any of our senses. Today's show is How to Have Fearless Faith, and this is part two. We were speaking earlier about how to step into new wineskin in new ways and to not use your old habits in the new ways that God has given you. So it talks here in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. The testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Wow. So the first part, it says what you hope for. And like we did in the last show, I just want you to think for a moment in your imagination, if you could do exactly what you want to do, what you were born for to do, what you were created for to do, and it honors God, what would it be? For me, that would be in ministry 100%. No longer to have to work in the childcare and have all this changed, which changed for me this summer. It will completely be new. So what is it for you? Because how do we start stepping into the faith of what God is giving you? So how do you get your focus point right? And what is your unshakable foundation that you're going to build on in how to get there? That is what we're going to talk about right now. And we're going to go through Hebrews 11 for those that have done it before, that have already walked in those faith steps, that have already taken risks to see what they needed to do and learn from them. And it says here, faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. Birthing is what it's all about. So you first start speaking life into yourself. I'm going to have a great day. This is the day the Lord has made and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Another one of my favorites is Matthew 5, verse 16. And that talks about starting to step into who you were created in. Can't think of it right now, so let me just pop it up real quick. Matthew 5, right here, verse 16. Hold on just a second there. I'd like you to declare this over your own life. And it says it right here. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they see your great deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let me repeat that. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they will see your great deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Those deeds are honoring God. Those are deeds that are given to you by God, but you have to step into new ways and which you need faith for. So what it says here is faith empowers us to see the universe was created. And it says He spoke and the invisible realm gave birth into all that is seen. How does that help you to get out of that rut? How does that help you to say, but it's been wrong for years. It's not working. I don't know how to get there. And what I want you to do right now is to think of things that God has already done in your life because He wants to do it again. For example, I had an eating disorder for 17 years. I am clear today. I was sick after that for almost 10, but I'm completely healthy today. One of my legs was shorter. I had back pain all the time, and then it grew out. And it was like, whoa, right in front of my eyes when a stranger called me on the phone saying, God wants to lengthen your leg right now. I'm like, well, I want to see that one. I was divorced for 2 years and remarried the same man. I wanted to fall in love with God, and I am. He gave you salvation. He gives you food on the table. He provides for you. When you start thanking Him and seeing the small things and seeing and counting on what He has already done in your life, it creates faith, it creates anticipation, it creates imagination, it brings hope of what He wants to do next in your life. There's many examples here, even if they're different examples, because what is that going to take for you? We have an example here of Abel. Faith moved Abel to choose a more acceptable sacrifice to offer God than his brother Cain. And God declared him righteous because of his offering of faith. By his faith, Abel still speaks instruction to us today, even though he is long dead. Abel gave a sacrifice. Cain didn't like that God liked his sacrifice more and killed him for it. So I was looking at this scripture and I said, Lord, that's a terrible example of faith. He got killed for it. What is it that we can learn out of this that stands out for us to step into our faith? And why does this still speak to you and I today? And then I realized what it was. Because it was in the sacrifice. Faith moved Abel to choose a more acceptable sacrifice to offer God. So for me, when you watch the first show about faith here, that will explain you. For me, when I felt I should not move forward in the new way that God was showing me, by leaving my children and grandchildren behind and telling them they would have to go live somewhere else when I move out, was a huge leap of faith and a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice because it's the most dearest to my heart. But what my son said so beautifully, when I told with him my struggle, he said, Mom, where is your faith in? We trust in God and He will take care of us. It is clearly you need to move forward. So what is it that you need to sacrifice, let go of, or give up to step into that passion and that next step for you to get out of the rut that you are in? Abel got that. Why is it still talked about today? Why is it still an example today? Because we still talk about what happened and why God accepted the sacrifice of truth, love, and a real heart. God's asking you to do the same. There is more to this. And you might be struggling with that. So call us for prayer at 855-515-5550. Go to Barb TV. Stay tuned. There's more.
Barb TV. The stories we bring, the problems we show, the solutions we present are real. They are raw and they are authentic. The stories we share are with real people. Are you struggling? Or do you know someone that has problems? We want you to know that you are not alone. Many can relate. Are you afraid? God wants to give you peace. Do you feel unloved? Know that God loves you. God wants to give you love, peace, joy, and hope. It's all about the real deal. Barb TV wants to share with you its resources, answers, and hope. It is time to not live in a mediocre life, but for you to step into your full potential. God has great plans for you. We have great answers, resources, and hope. BarbTV.org or 855-515-5550.
So we're talking in how to understand faith, how to grow there, and when the Lord gives you the new wineskin, the new ways to step into, not to use old ways. And the best education for that is, the best spiritual growth, is to go right to Hebrews 11, which is famous for the faith chapter. I call it the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Faith is what I've heard it before. So we just talked about Abel, who gave sacrifice. So to step into the new, it often causes a sacrifice, one or another. The next one is Enoch. And this one was, I had to read it 3 times to even catch on to what it was saying. In verse 5 here, it says, faith translated Enoch from this life, and he was taken up into heaven. He never had to experience death, woe, He just disappeared from this world because God promoted him. For before he was translated to the heavenly realm, his life had become a pleasure to God. What I love about this section is that who does the promoting? Who promotes you? Who helps you to step into that next level? Who gives you the idea? It is God. Listen to that. It's so good. And he says he just disappeared from this world because God promoted him. Promotion is new. When you get promoted to a new job, when you are promoted to a new position, there is a change and there are new ways that you need to learn, new programs that you need to download, to work through, to step into what's new. It's the same with your faith. You have to step into what God wants to give you next. And he is the promoter. He is the one that gives it to you. You have two choices here. You'll take it or you don't. I can move or I can stay behind. Both ways work, but it's not helping you move forward. But when you don't grab the promotion, it will be taken from you. A kind of sad example and yet a great example. There is Jesus is giving this example in the Bible. And there were three different people. I call them even investors, because you are an investor when you work for the kingdom of God. There were three investors. They all were given an amount of money. There was one that was given a certain amount, one that was giving a certain amount much more, and there was another that was given three times as much. Three different levels. They were all told by this head investor, go invest it and I'll be back to see what you have done with my money. When he came back, the first investor or the third investor had invested it in a way that his return had doubled. The second investor had invested it in a way that it had also doubled. The first investor, the third one, had just buried it and didn't do anything. And what he had, because he had not taken care of the investment and just let it all go, was taken away from him and given to the other investor. That is what we talk about here. God wants to promote you, but you have a choice. You accept it or you don't. And there is often those moments in life that is in such a different way, so out of our thinking box, that we have to step out and say, whoa, what do we do with this? Pray about it, declare about it, trust God, and if it has to do with the passion that's in your heart, where God has already put you, jump ahead and the rest will follow. The next part is verse 6. And without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. Without faith living within us, it would be impossible to believe, to please God. It is so easy to say yes to Jesus. You died for me on the cross. You rose from the dead. I believe in you. It's easy. It gives me eternal life. I'm set, right? That is so easy to do. But there is so much more. Because if you only accept and allow it just to sit, you're not moving forward. You stay in that rut. Here it says, for we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith, the moving forward, the promotion that you're accepting. He rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. And when you're this busy as you are, start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can make a difference. God believes in me. That is something that haunted me even this morning when I woke up. And I'm just praying to God. And the thoughts are entering my mind. I'm no good. I'm never going to make it. It's never going to be the way I wanted. And all these stupid thoughts are just coming into my mind. And I pity partied it. And I fell for it. And then all of a sudden, I hear the Holy Spirit say during worship to me, you think it's all about you, don't you? It is really about me. And I want you to know you are part of that. And in a split second, everything flipped around. And I am saying the same to you right now. It is not about you. It is about Him. And He wants to use you. And don't you think you're not good enough? Because Jesus wants to use everyone to help people and to grow people. And it includes you. Faith opened Noah's heart to receive revelation. Faith will open your heart. And if you're saying right now, I don't even have the faith, you can say like the man with the demon-possessed boy that talked to Jesus, I don't have enough faith, help my unbelief. You can ask God, reflect on what He has done, and He will show it to you. Faith opened Noah's heart to receive revelation and warnings from God about what was coming, even things that had never been seen before. Faith takes a sacrifice, faith gives a promotion, and faith will show you and open your heart to receive revelation and warnings of God, what God is going to do next. But Noah, he stepped out in reverence, obedience, stepped out in reverent obedience to God and built an ark that would save him and his family. But by his faith, the world was condemned. But Noah received God's gift of righteousness that comes by believing. When you get out of the rut, it takes faith to do it. You can be mocked. You can be made fun of. You cannot be taken serious by some people. Don't worry about that. Let it go. Noah did things that nobody had ever done. And he stepped into it, and God blessed it. God is going to bless you and provide for your dream and passion to come true. Next, we're going to talk about the faith patriarchs, my very favorite. I've been waiting for 2 shows now to get to you about this part of what I just learned from Abraham. And I think you're going to fall in love with what I did too. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Peace is beautiful. However, finding peace is not always easy. But the result when you get there is life-changing. Are you ready to dream bigger, pray bigger, believe bigger, and live bigger? If you want to break free from dull Christianity and transform to a vibrant, active believer, what are you waiting for? Dare to Believe Big teaches you to believe like never before. It is time to grow, evolve, and expand. Discover 4 words that can transform your life. Are you ready to build a relationship with God? God has incredible plans for you. It is an exciting opportunity, and you can live each day with a high expectation of what God will do next. Don't wait any longer and sign up for your new free membership. Sign up now and get a free gift at daretobelievebig.com.
So we're talking about faith, and I will share with you possibly this show or the next show, about 10 steps for you how to step into this. So there's more coming. But this is my favorite part. It is about Abraham. And it says here, faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar. Whoa, that's me right now, right? And leave the familiar to discover the territory he was destined to inherit from God. So he left with only a promise, and without even knowing ahead of time where he was going. Abraham stepped out in faith. He lived by faith as an immigrant in his promised land, as though it belonged to someone else. That's God. So here it says, faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar to discover the territory he was destined to inherit from God. Faith takes chains. It takes a focus point and an unshakable foundation. Faith is willing to step into with a hope and an imagination that you can't even see. Faith takes focusing on what God has already done in your life to know He is going to do it again. And it could be in such a different way. It is huge. And Abraham chose to leave everything behind and to move. Some family came, some family stayed behind. But the interesting part in this, while he was on this journey, things went wrong. And you and I are so easy to fall in the tendency to say, it went wrong, I made a mistake. Because next, his dad dies on the journey, and it slowed them down for a period of time in a city which was not their end destination. Next, his wife is gorgeous, and they go to Egypt for something they need. And while they're in Egypt, fear sets into Abraham, and he says, you better say you're my sister. You're my half-sister, it's part true, but you better say you're my sister and not my wife, so they don't kill me because of your beauty and they marry you. And he lied about it, and it was found out. In the world's eyes, Abraham is a loser. Abraham left everything he should have never left. And even his dad died in the process of his journey. We might as well blame him for everything. In the world's eyes, when you follow Jesus and you step into your calling and are willing to make a sacrifice and take a risk, you might seem foolish. But I guarantee you, when you are in God's will, that He will promote you. And what I love about Abraham here, it did not stop him. Why? Because there is something, a glimpse that God gave him in the land that he lived that was going to be the future for the people that belonged to him. And it changed everything. He didn't get in a rut, but he moved forward. It says it next here. His eyes of faith were set on the city with unshakable foundations. That is the new Jerusalem, where Jesus is in, where there is no pain, where there is the presence of God. It talks about the new Jerusalem, about the city in the future. It's beautiful. You might want to check it out. It's in the book of Revelation. His eyes of faith were set on the city with unshakable foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Whoa. God Himself. It is God Himself. The promoting that God is doing in your life is God Himself. Then it goes to Sarah. And I love this. Sarah could not have a baby. Sarah wanted a baby. And in those days, if you could not have a child, that meant there was no blessing upon your life. That's not what I'm saying. But here is Sarah at the age of 90, and she's been told she's going to have a baby. And here before that, or during that, Sarah's faith embraced God's miracle power. And I want you to catch this. Sarah's faith embraced God's miracle power to conceive, even though she was barren and was past the age of childbearing. I believe she was 90 years old. Now, this is important here, my friend. For the authority of her faith, the authority of your faith, rested in the one who made the promise. So if you are not able to see what God wants to give you, healing, deliverance, freedom, removed of a spirit of poverty or whatever is, you can do what Sarah did. Because what Sarah did right here is, for the authority of her faith rested in the one who made the promise. Do you believe in God? Do you believe God can do it? Then trust in the authority of His word spoken for you that He will do it again. That mountains will be moved. It's beautiful. I've had many dreams. This is not just about having children. Recently, I had a dream that kind of scared me, actually. Often when there's dreams about babies or delivery and different dreams, it is about a new ministry being given birth in. Now, we have to step into that. Just recently, I had a dream about a friend of mine that was pregnant. And then all of a sudden, she was not pregnant and she had an abortion. And when I woke up and I was like, whoa, what was that? And I realized that God was giving her a new ministry, but that she chose to abort it and not accept the promotion. So it's a choice there. In fact, so many children were subsequently fathered by this aged man of faith. We're like, whoa, we just switched from this baby being birthed, and then now the dad of the baby, Abraham, affecting in an in generation after generation after generation. And even today, you and I are blessed by the promotion that was given to Abraham, which he did not see in full completion. Wow. One was as good as dead, the guy that shouldn't even have a baby anymore at his age, being that old, that he now has offspring as innumerable as the sand of the seashore and as the stars of the sky. These heroes all died still clinging to their faith, not even receiving all that has been promised them, but they saw beyond the horizon the fulfillment of their promises and gladly embraced it from afar. God wants to strengthen you in your faith. God wants to show you that there is more to you than you realize, and wants to promote you and bless you and is investing in your life. So I'd love to say that prayer for you right now. Lord, I pray for the viewer, my friend right now, to receive faith right now, to step into believing that you who has promised them this will fulfill it, to accept your promotion and to allow new ways, even if it takes a sacrifice, to step into this, to receive what you have for them and to fulfill their identity calling with a passion. Amen. Call us, connect with us. God loves you, and so do I.
Call us anytime at 855-515-5550.